Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's Jonathan and Kitty. We're with Dick Nepinski from EAA Air Ventures. And this is a nice little tiny air show you guys have going every year, right?
Yeah, several people managed to show up here in the Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. Last year, we had a total attendance of 677,000 and about 10,000 to 12,000 airplanes coming to the area, which makes it the world's largest fly-in and, for 1 week, the world's busiest airport.
677,000. That is a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Now, that's an aggregate total throughout the entire week, but that's probably close to 300,000 separate people here at one time or another during the week. We get as many as 100,000 on the grounds, but it really is a unique place because you'll see a collection of people and airplanes in one place that you see no place else in the world, from the smallest ultralight all up to huge military cargo airplanes and airliners.
As far as the undertaking of getting everybody in and out for this thing, as far as just the planes themselves, I can't imagine how that gets done.
It is a great piece of choreography between us, the airport, the FAA, and so forth. The FAA actually brings in more than 50 air traffic controllers to work the event. We'll put as many as 8 in the tower cab here at Oshkosh at the same time. And they are an all-star crew. They speak up and say, hey, I'd like to work Oshkosh. And then their supervisors from throughout the country pick the best of the best to come in here and work this event each year. So it is an all-star crew of people who may work at O'Hare or Minneapolis or Atlanta during the rest of the year, but they come up and spend a week to 10 days working here in Oshkosh when we do get busy.
We're talking with Dick Nepinski of EAA Air Venture. So for those who haven't been to it, is it like a big state fair, but instead of animals, it's aircraft?
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it. Yeah, I've never thought about that before, but it really is. It is, first of all, our convention, the Experimental Aircraft Association, and we invite the public to join us. And so we get a little bit of everything. We have more than 800 exhibitors here. We have more than 1,500 presentations, forums, seminars, workshops throughout the entire week. We have a campground here, a drive-in campground, where more than 40,000 people stay, creating the second largest city in the county. And we have another several thousand who camp next to their airplanes right on the flight line. And then we have 9 air shows and 7 days, including 2 night air shows coming up on the 24th and 27th. So it is a lot of working parts all at the same time to create this event, which is known around the world to pilots simply as Oshkosh.
And how did Oshkosh land this? Like, walk us back a little bit through the history of...
Yeah, why in the heck is this in Oshkosh, Wisconsin?
That's a great question. It's EAA is a Wisconsin-born and raised organization, started in Milwaukee in 1953 and had its fly-in in Milwaukee until 1959, and then it moved to Rockford, Illinois for 10 years. But it outgrew the Rockford Airport. And so our founder, Paul Poberesny, was looking around, and what they found in Oshkosh was a very unique situation. You have 2 very long runways that do not cross. And now most you take a look, most airports, Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, La Crosse, so forth, the runways cross. Well, here they're kind of in an L shape, which creates a lot of ideas for bringing in many airplanes at the same time, parking a lot of airplanes, parking a lot of cars. So in 1970, it came up here, and the fly-in's been here ever since. And then in the early 1980s, we built the current facility with the museum and headquarters and moved that from Milwaukee. So we've been here now for more than 40 years in total, and this will be the 55th time we've held the Air Venture fly-in convention here.
You know, the real reason it left Rockford is because people don't want to pay the tolls, right?
I don't think you have to pay them in an airplane, one thing. I noticed there's something special for women, recognizing women in aviation. Is that something that happens every year?
It is. Women Venture is something that we do to salute women involved in aviation. Less than 10% of all the pilots in America are women, and that's a number that certainly we can raise and change because there are so many opportunities in aviation. So we bring women together from throughout the country who are involved in aviation as pilots, as designers, as engineers, and so forth, and have a series of events, in fact, have a Women Venture Pavilion on the grounds throughout the entire week with programs and exhibitors. So it is something that takes place throughout the week, but especially on Wednesday, July 24th, will be the emphasis. And we always get a group photo right in midday with all the women involved in aviation gather around a big airplane on Boeing Plaza, and we'll have 800 to 1,000 women in that photo to salute their contributions to the world of flight.
I'd hate to be the one who has to write the caption for that. that'd be a very big caption. When you talk to people who are first timers to EAA, what is something that surprises them about it that they didn't really expect?
Probably for most people, and I've never had anybody come to the event for the first time and say, "You know, it's smaller than I thought it would be." Everybody says exactly the opposite. "Oh my goodness, this is enormous. I can't see it all in one day." And that's very true. If you're coming just for one day, come on up. If you have a family, remember kids 18 and under are free, that you can bring the family up here and take part in a lot of youth activities up here as well. Take in the air shows and just spend time exploring and discovering why so many people are passionate about flight. If you're interested in
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Learning to fly, we can help you with that as well. And just those things that makes it such a unique event, not only in Wisconsin, but throughout the entire country and around the world. Last year, we had people from more than 90 countries participate in this event. And I know we have people who have flown an airplane in here from Italy, and they're ready to come to the event. We have a big group from South Africa that comes every year. People fly here from Brazil and Argentina and come up to participate here at the event because they know that Oshkosh is the place. It's kind of the mecca of aviation, and it's aviation's family reunion.
We're talking to Dick Nepinski over at EAA Air Ventures. As far as the planes that get to come, are there a lot more that apply and aren't able to? Like, what's that process like?
We try to accept everybody who wants to come in. If somebody's flying to the event in their own private aircraft, we make every effort to get them in here to Oshkosh. We've got some great airports in Appleton and Fond du Lac that take some of the overflow as well. But when we do come to the big airplanes, we do have to be somewhat judicious about it. We have to pick and choose. This year, for instance, we have a B-52 bomber on the ground. Now, B-52, great airplane. You can walk right up to it. it takes up a lot of room on the ramp. Okay, that means maybe we can't have the C-5 cargo airplane, or we can't have a certain airliner. So we try to fit them all in to say, what days can you be here? Can we move around there? Can we bring this airplane in for that day? Which makes for another great piece of choreography by our volunteers on the ramp, who move the airplanes around and stage them and get the ones that have to leave out and bring the ones in who are coming in. And it is something to see the things that they can do with tugs and moving airplanes around.
What to me seems the most fantastic is we've got the whole history of aviation being on display at EAA, and going back to the early days of flight onto space travel. Tell us a little bit about some of the historical stuff folks can see.
Oh, it's great to talk about history, and it's you go down to the vintage aircraft area, and you'll see airplanes from the 1920s that have been flown here. The low and slow flying, you know, at a grand speed of 75 miles an hour, making their way across the country to land here, all of those things. And then you'll have NASA here as well, talking about what's ahead in the space program, and is it the Artemis program going back to the moon? Is it what are we doing with satellites right now? What's manned flight going to be like around the Earth and farther out? They'll be here as well talking about that. So those are all part of it. You can get the entire history of flight. The World War II Warbird airplanes, always very popular. They'll come in, and we'll have more than 400 of them here during the course of the week to look at the history of those airplanes. And you can walk up to them, talk to the owners, and so forth. So the history of flight is here. Now, people have only been able to fly for about 125 years or so. And before that, they always dreamed of it. And so we celebrate that past century and change, that people have been able to take these machines and do things and make the world a little bit smaller.
Have you ever got to go up into a unusual aircraft, or do you just, you're just manning the fort from the ground?
That's a great question. You know, people say, boy, you must get to fly a lot of great things during AirVenture. I said, no, I'm on the ground. I get to see a lot of good things fly. But for myself, working here at EAA, I've had some great opportunities through the years. I've had flights in the vintage 1929 Ford Tri-Motor. We have airplanes such as a B-17 bomber, B-25 bomber from the World War II era. And just to be around those airplanes and hear the stories of those airplanes and what they've done is really very gratifying, to be part of that and be part of an event that brings so many people together for something that they're passionate about. And aviation is certainly one of those things.
There's a couple other events that I notice on the schedule. One is actually a 5K run. Is that right?
We do. On the 27th, we have our Runway 5K. So you can actually, the T-shirts always say, I ran Whitman Regional Airport on this day, which means you ran the 5K. We start them off down in the ultralight area, and they take this big loop around the edge of the airport, and you get to run by past the airplanes and then come back. And it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of people who camp here who participate in that run. And then we have a lot of people from the immediate area who come in and run the 5K. So it's really a lot of fun. You know, we get several hundred people doing that on Saturday morning. And it's just one of those little fun things. You can still sign up, go online, take a look for Runway 5K and get involved in that. But again, just one of those little extra events that have grown up over the 70 years that this Lion has taken place.
And you also have a drone show. Is that new this year?
Drone show is new this year. During our night air shows on the 24th and 27th, we're going to put up as many as 600 drones doing formations and the lighted displays that they put on. This company has developed some great drone shows over the past couple of years, and they're eager to get over here. So amongst all the night air shows with the airplanes, with the pyrotechnics and the big fireworks display, we're going to have drones out there too, which is a whole new facet of flight that's emerged over the past decade.
It sounds fascinating. What is the best way for folks to get tickets and to plan their adventure at AirVenture?
Well, AirVenture is coming up July 22nd through the 28th. Go to EAA.org. Just click on the AirVenture tab, and there's everything you need to know. Tickets, remember, 18 and under are free, so bring the kids along. I always encourage people, if you're getting auto parking, get it online. You'll save 40% rather than at the gate, so that's a big savings right there. But EAA.org, click on AirVenture, and you'll see everything you need to know.
Dick Nepinski from EAA Air Venture, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll see everybody out on the flight line.
All right, sounds good. And thank you for listening for Weekend Perspective. Along with Jonathan Sutton, I'm Kitty Dunn.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.